In God's Word today, we're going to be looking at the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 19 and 20 today on the broadcast. It is my great joy to be behind the radio mic, and I trust that I'm grateful to God for every listener. I certainly hope that I don't take you for granted, that you'd spend a little bit of time to be with us studying God's Word together. To those that listen regularly, I'd encourage you to share this with friends and let them know how they can listen. At WZYN.org, they can go listen to all the previous broadcasts. Encourage them to listen with you live every weekday. This airs at 12:30 and 6:30 a.m. It's amazing how that I hear from folks throughout the week. Oh, we listen to your broadcast. It's a weird thing to walk into church and you're just fellowshipping with folks at another church and somebody walks in and says, I just heard you on the radio. And I'm thinking, oh, did you now? Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you? That's the power of radio and media, and it's a great, great blessing, and I hope that it's a help to you. The ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 19. God says he's committed unto us the word of reconciliation, and we are the ambassadors of Christ. We're going to look at this in a very dissected format. I mean, dissect it. to break it up. Somebody taught me a long time ago, it's best if you dissect things in your sermons, break them up. Some folks have a lot of information, but you can't understand it because they don't break it up. So I just use this for a guide. There's the cause of reconciliation. The reason we are ministers of reconciliation is because Christ reconciled us to God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus. That's the cause of reconciliation. Here's the calling. We're called. He hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. God has called the reconciled to be involved in the reconciliation ministry. Only the redeemed, only the saved, are given the commission to spread the gospel. And let me lay it down real good for you. That's exactly why we are left here, to preach the gospel to every creature. Let me lay it down to you real smooth and put it in big bold letters. There still is a great commission. It's our responsibility as Christians to fulfill it, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Every creature still needs a preacher. Since we've been saved, we're supposed to tell people how to get saved. Where are the messengers? What's the message? The message is you be reconciled to God. The greatest need of mankind is peace with God. And we tell them, yeah, you can have peace and reconciliation with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The message of reconciliation and the message of the gospel is not for people to live a better life. It's not for people necessarily to have better homes and be better husbands, and be better wives, not for people to necessarily give to the poor, which those things are all good in a sense. The message of reconciliation of the gospel is for men to get right with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. The message is not heard in churches today and on radio programs today. Much that's said today behind pulpits is relational, inspirational, prosperity theology, better living doctrine. The message of the church, if it's a true church, is the only way you're right with God is through Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Come to Jesus, and you can be reconciled with God. See there? That's the message of reconciliation. We looked at the cause of reconciliation and the calling. Now the character. I love this so much. The character of reconciliation is found in verse 19. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. God didn't come into this, God didn't send Jesus into this world to kill the world, but to save the world. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. He came to mankind to bring them to an opportunity where they can have peace with God. There's one mediator and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. He's the advocate. Just like in a court of law, the advocate, the one that comes and speaks before the judge. He's the advocate, the mediator, the reconciler. Oh, my dear friend, I want you to know how valuable Jesus is. I want you to know how precious Jesus is. Do you know how wonderful Jesus is? We all are born with a problem. All of us born with a problem. We're at enmity with God. We're enemies of God, haters of God. Oh, my. Oh, my. Listen, haters of God. Yes, yes. So I don't look at it that way. Well, you look at it the wrong way. Do you have to teach a child how to steal and cuss and talk back to mama? No. Do you have to teach a child to say the Lord's name in vain? No, you have to put up parameters, or at least should be, in schools and in homes, not to say the Lord's name in vain. You don't have to teach a child that. He's evil. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. Man is not born loving God, hating God, wanting to do evil and unrighteousness. There's not a spark of goodness in the side. There's not a spark of goodness inside every child. Hogwash. A lie out of hell. We're all sinners. There's none righteous, no, not one. And in sin did my mother conceive me. Jesus is precious. He came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He came into this world to seek and to save God haters, whoremongers, adulterers, fornicators. That's Jesus. To reconcile sinful man to holy God. And man can't get to God in himself. Man's wicked, man's sinful. But God, through Jesus, reconciled the broken relationship that began in Adam. And now we have the ministry of reconciliation to tell men, hey, you can be right with God. You can be saved. You really can go to heaven. Oh, they say, there's no way. Yes, through grace, through mercy, believe on what God has done through you, done to you through Jesus Christ. Believe the gospel and thou shalt be saved. Be ye reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20. What a message. What a privilege. To tell men, yes, you can be at peace with God. There's a mediator. His name is Jesus. There's a one who is our peace. Jesus. Come to Jesus. Church. Child of God. Saved one. What a privilege we have to preach the gospel, to be a witness. Let us, Lord, dear Lord, let us be witnesses for you. Lord Jesus, let us be good gospel preachers, sharing the message. We've failed you days without number. But Lord, help us to be good, good gospel witnesses. Sharing with men and women, boys and girls, they can be reconciled to God.